Hello, and welcome to the Loft Gathering Podcast. Here at the Loft, our mission is reconciliation. We truly hope this podcast draws you into a new sense of belonging within the loving arms of Jesus Christ. Let's get started.
Did you know that David, starting out as a shepherd boy in the field, writing psalms, songs to God, playing his guitar? Chicks dig a guitar player, don't they? We do. He's out there doing this stuff for the Lord. And when the king at the palace has a demonic episode going on, somebody in the palace remembered David.
Yeah.
That he could play music in such a way that God would come. I believe we do that here.
Yeah.
I believe when we play instruments here, that the Holy Spirit comes in real close. I believe when we lift our voices with these songs, that God comes and lives with us. It's very holy and very good. So David goes to the palace, plays these songs, and Saul would be comforted from the demonic hopes and stuff that was going on. I was going to share a couple testimonies too. Maybe I'll just do that. Save this. We have a ladies' advance coming up in about 6 weeks. Like that, and it's an amazing thing. It's going to be profoundly holy. I can feel it already. I can see things like in my mind of the spirit, like how it's going to be with women being set free. And I know that when the men of God see the women of God getting set free, they also have a moment of peace, a season of just joy and connection with their wives and with God. It's going to be good. But what happens before that event ever takes place, what happens before this event on a Sunday morning ever takes place, is that God has to call somebody to orchestrate it, to lead it, to put it together, to have a vision. And he drops that, like in your heart. Drop that in my heart, minus God's heart, 10 years ago. Let's go home, plant a church, see what God wants to do. And look at you guys, how beautiful you are, how sweet, how good. And it morphs and it changes, it shifts. We have different things that come and different things that go. But we're constantly serving the Lord through all of it. And before we can ever come in here and worship and have a moment of clarity before God, somebody heard from the Lord and prayed and believed God for something to come to pass. Okay? Do you hear me?
Yeah.
The women's advance is not different. It's just like maybe 10 times this size. Cost a fortune. We can't afford it. But there's stages. We draw from different churches, collaborate on worship. There's so many meetings happening in preparation for that. And then what happened, you know, I was going to tell you what happened to me like a couple weeks ago. I think of myself as a pretty fierce woman in the kingdom of God. I just believe him. He's always kept me my whole life. Why wouldn't he keep me now? He will not fail me now. He never has. And so I prayed for this thing. I'm believing God for it. I'm believing God. You know, people... There's been disappointments that have come. There's been people that gave me a word of a certain thing that isn't going to happen now. And I'm like, well, Lord, only you can fix that. I can't fix that. Only you can do that. Only God can get enough numbers of rooms registered for the right people. I don't want just people. I don't just want people in the seat. I want the people that God has ordained to be there, to be there. Because that's when it's holy and that's when it's fire. And so all this stuff, you know, we're having committee meetings, we're praying, we're seeking God. We want to reach for the hem of the garment for a Savior that still responds to his people, that identifies his daughters as daughters. And this isn't a whole message about the women's advance. I'm just telling you that in preparation for it, there is warfare and battle that rages on this side.
Yeah, right.
And so what's happened is we're praying. You know, we're praying for women to come. We're praying for finances to be loose. We're praying for property to sell so people have a fluidity to go. Doesn't God do that too? Yeah, he sure does. We're praying and we're believing and we're watching God answer. And then on the other side, you know, I was in my bed. I think it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I start to have like sickness on my body. It only happened to me one other time. It was a couple years ago. It was right when you guys came. And I was sick at home. I'm like, babe, I can't go. I cannot do it. I can't. Can't go to church, you guys got to go do it yourselves. And he was like, okay, he goes, we'll have testimony day. And I turned it on, and in the middle of it, I could feel you guys praying for me, and I got healed.
Yeah.
Wow. And I showed up. I walked in the door and everybody's like, what? Did you guys make that up? I did not make it up. I promise. I was praying to die. That's how bad I felt at home. Just take me, Lord. My mom used to pray like that all the time. So last Saturday it happened again. It was that feeling, and I was so sick. And I was like, did I get the bad lettuce thing? I don't know. Did I get that disease? But I'm still eating salad because I like it. And I was just like, what is happening? You know, I couldn't hardly move. I was really weak. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I get out of bed. Scott always gets up before me, but he didn't this day. You know, it's 5 o'clock. He goes, what are you doing? I couldn't sleep. I'm gonna go downstairs. And I was thinking, I'm gonna go walk. I'm gonna go pray this off of myself. So I go downstairs and I'm walking, I'm praying, I'm talking to God, and I'm just like, man, who's at five? From 5 to 9, I dealt with this, okay? 5 to 9. Around 7, you know, I'm like, Lord, my lightning fast brain, Lord, is this a spiritual thing? Is this a physical ailment? Like, do I need to go get an IV and rejuvenate everything, rejuvenate all my cells, or is this a spiritual thing? And I said that out loud, and when I did, it got stronger. And I was like, oh, and I started just praying in the spirit, praying and asking God to heal me. For a couple of hours, I've never prayed that long about anything that I can recall, because I feel like I pray all the time, but to set the time aside and to pray specifically like that, it was pretty intense. You know, and then I was telling Donna about it the next day. She's one of our intercessors here, and I was like, what do you think that is? She goes, well, maybe you were praying for somebody. Maybe you were interceding for someone else. Because at 9 o'clock, there was something where I just started going like this. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this storm. In the name of Jesus, I strongly come against every demonic force and foe that is trying to take me out right now. And therefore, everyone who follows me, in Jesus' name. I speak the blood of Jesus over my body, over this home, over my children, over everything that I have a sphere of authority over. Come down in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm still sick. I'm still weak and walking through my house. I'm walking around. Scott already got up and he was in the other room. Scott already, you know, he's checking on me. He's not checking on me. I'm trying to sleep. I can't sleep. I get back up. I'm praying again. And when I started praying these things, it came to me to say this. Every hex, every vex, every curse, everything that's lighted on me that was a wrong, foul word, be broken in the name of Jesus. Yes. Every hoodoo, every voodoo, every spell, every witchcraft, every demonic force, anything that's coming against my life and trying to hurt me and harm me, in the name of Jesus, come down. And it just suddenly came off of my body.
Yeah.
Now, when that happened, something happened to me. And I was like, oh. That was spiritual battle. That was spiritual warfare. If you don't believe in this stuff, try it. Try the name of Jesus when you're feeling attacked.
Yeah.
Try the name of Jesus and speaking it out loud. Try to fight your battles with some songs in the hard time.
Yeah.
This is how we stay anchored in our soul. Memorize some scripture for the days ahead.
Yeah.
What if you don't have the Bible in the future, my people? What if what you do on a regular basis becomes outlawed? You better have something to sustain you on the inside that can speak to the darkness and move it for you and for the people that you love.
Yes.
And when that came off of me, I'm telling you what, I closed my eyes and I was like, well, thank you, God. You know, and then, you know, then I was checking it out. Am I okay? Is it really okay? Am I really healed? Is it really okay? We do that. I don't know. It's part of humanity. I had a vision of myself.
Come on. Yeah.
And a vision of myself holding the head of my enemy.
Come on.
And I was like this, and somehow I attribute it to ministry and the work that we do. And I was attributing it specifically to coming to the hem of the garment at Jesus' feet.
Yes.
We're all gonna go there. It's the advanced title, but it's in our church. We're the founders of it, we're birthing it. Head of the enemy, right there. It's already done. The victory is already his. I've already won. There's a song we sing about our great defender.
Yeah.
You know, you go before I know that you've even gone to fight my war. And then you come back with the head of my enemy. You restore my faith and my hope again. And all I did was praise.
Yeah.
All I did was worship him, and all I did was bow down, and God comes through for us. And he does it over and over and over again. And a testimony of my life is that I used to be very broken and very unholy. And I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. I have been utterly and completely transformed by him and through him. You can stand up. This is how we fight our battles, my church, my people. We say the names of the people that we love to the Lord. Do you do that when you're not here? Do you do that on your own?
Yes.
You speak the name of Jesus every day of your life?
Yes.
Get in your word every day of your life.
Yes.
And let it wash you and pour over you and rejuvenate you and speak to you. This is the direction. Go that way. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And any tongue that rises against me, I'm going to show it to be false by my life, by the way that I live it. Riding the storm out. Trust in Jesus every step of the way. Right? Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Are you with me, church?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, let a spirit of worship come on your people that we're not ashamed or afraid to give a testimony and to talk about you and your goodness. Father, let a spirit of just holiness and reverence come on us, that we treat our bodies and our homes like you live there. God, show us how to clean our houses, proverbially. God, removing every foul spirit in the name of Jesus. Show us how to walk in a life that is clean, that is powerful, that ignites other people to want to follow you too. I pray for revival. I pray for souls. I pray for growth. I pray for growth inside of each one of our hearts. And for whatever the work is that you're calling us to, God. And God, we thank you for victory and testimonies. We thank you for children who are safe and alive because we prayed. We thank you for our forerunners of the faith that have gone for tests and found that you are good and you're holy and you're keeping us, God. Thank you for beautiful hair. Thank you for health and vitality in our bodies. Thank you, God, that you know how to do it. You know how to keep us and you're good at it, God. God, we love you. We receive your blessing this morning in the name above every name. Father, encourage and empower us to go and be your hands and feet this week in the name of Jesus. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the Loft Gathering by visiting us at loftgathering.org or joining us for worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday. Till next time, be blessed.